A week after the group was warned to stop targeting ships in the Red Sea. The Houthis, who are linked with Hamas, have been attacking vessels in response to Israel's war in Gaza. Maritime security analyst Ian Ralby says the group makes an unpredictable enemy.
They will make a promise one day and break it the next, and they respond by acting in usually the most erratic fashion possible. They are not an organized party, and they love being as chaotic as possible.
The UK government insists the strike are a justified act of self-defence. Here's Armed Forces Minister James Heapy.
No matter what you think of the Houthi argument about their support for Hamas, we can't allow the Houthis to ransom the free flow of global trade in order to make that point.
Russia's requested a UN Security Council meeting over the attacks. Israel says the International Court of Justice should reject South Africa's demands for an immediate end to its war in Gaza. An Israeli legal adviser has been speaking on the second day of a hearing in The Hague, calling South Africa's claims of genocide libelous. Rishi Sunak is making a surprise visit to Kyiv. The Prime Minister is meeting Volodymyr Zelensky and is announcing an increase in military funding to £2.5 billion. A slowdown in sales has led Burberry to cut its profit targets for the year. Retail revenues at the fashion house fell by 7% in the 3 months to December last year. And a black bear saved from a Ukrainian zoo during the war has been rehomed in Scotland. Yampel now has a specially built enclosure at Five Sisters Zoo in West Lothian. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
She always sounds so positive and cheery. I love her voice. Ruth McKee.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, the weather for today. 7 degrees, light clouds and a gentle breeze. It's pretty overcast in Brentwood and it is feeling cold, going down to about 2 degrees overnight. Over the weekend, it's going to get colder at 5 degrees, but you will have some sunshine peeking through the clouds on both Saturday and Sunday, going down to minus 2 overnight. On Sunday. Monday, it's going to be 3 degrees, feeling much, much colder, but bright and sunny on Monday and Tuesday, and temperatures going down to minus 4 on Monday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Good morning, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch 10 right the way through till 1. Guest galore on the show today, and also the best in independent music, mixing it up with some charts and some classic tracks as well. In fact, you know, whatever springs to mind sometimes. Some days I'm in a bit of a soul-y, funky mood, other days I'm in an indie mood. I don't know, it depends really. Friday, I don't know, I'm kind of like quite chilled. The week's gone really quick, and this is the first full week back, isn't it really? Or did we do last week? I can't remember. No, we came back on Tuesday last week, didn't we? Where are we? Yeah, we did. Yeah, because that was New Year's Eve, wasn't it? Or New Year's Day last Monday. Am I right? Yeah, that's correct, isn't it? God, that seems such a long time ago. I was having a lovely meal on New Year's Eve. Oh, yeah. That was a very nice, sophisticated, relaxed New Year's Eve. It was for me. Yes, I ordered myself another jumper last night. I shouldn't really watch TikTok because there's the shops on there. You see something, you're late at night. I think it's about 1:30 in the morning. And I thought, I'll have that jumper. I just ordered it. I didn't tell you what I'd ordered from TikTok. So, by the way, I ordered the jumper last night, which is one of these. At the moment, there's a fashion. If you're a size 8 or a size 22 or 26, you can order the same jumper. And on somebody of a size 8, it probably swamps you to death. But if you're a size 22, 24, it fits, which is great. So they've just got one size and it appeals to loads of people. So I've bought this jumper in black, which is not really my colour anymore, but I don't care. And it just looked cosy. That's how I know I've got old, is when you start saying words like flat shoes are comfortable and I've got a jumper and it's cosy. It doesn't matter how it looks. No, that's when you know you've lost it. Because when I think back to when I was in my 20s, I just wouldn't go out of the house unless I had the best outfit on, very high heels. Even if it was cold, I would wear a short skirt and freeze. you going to come out with you? No, I'll be fine, Mum. Bye. Dad can pick me up later. Poor Dad used to have to pick me up from everywhere. And I was always quite safe. Don't you come home on your own? No, I won't. Dad can pick me up. You know, I'd make him wait round the corner and come out of wherever I was and go, oh, I'm just going to get a taxi home. My dad would, you know, get in the car and drive back. I always used to get my dad used to pick me up from everywhere, bless him. But I did order yesterday, not yesterday, last week, I ordered a journal. Now, they've been everywhere. Everyone's keeping journals at the moment. And like you used to do with your, you know, your kind of diary. So it's a journal, but they have a lot more kind of positivity, what you want to do for your career, how you want to make more money, where you see yourself in a year's time. And then it had one where you see yourself in 10 years' time. And I thought, at my age now, hopefully not dead. Or even 5 years, I'm like going, well, I don't want to put anything down there. It's just testing fate a little bit. Somebody will find it and go, oh, look, she wrote where she want to be in 5 years' time. Bless her. But I thought, well, don't fill that in. That's like, the one for 10 years, I thought, just I'll rip that page out. But it's got about you, Chris, so you can write down things. Anyway, so I got it. I was so excited. I bought multicoloured pens. This is how excited I was. And it's a big pink journal, massive. It's like a big book, massive book, and it's really lovely, very girly. They do them in blue or pink anyway. So I opened it up, I started writing in it, and then realized after the first couple of things and what my goals, I'd written them in the wrong bit and written it in really bad handwriting as well. I'm used to typing, so sometimes when I write, my writing slopes backwards. Other times it slopes to the right, and other times I do capital letters. I've got three styles of writing. It is very peculiar. I don't know what the handwriting expert would say about that. Probably that you're I'm a manic freak with thing. But the journal thing is really good. So I'm going to try. I wrote a little bit more later on in the afternoon in the correct section, and I'm going to fill it in. And it's a good thing to sort of look back, and it's about positivity and your goals and what you can do. And it's a lovely little gift for myself. I was really excited. I opened it up and I was like, ooh, like that, and then filled it in wrong immediately. But there we go. Let's kick off this part of the show. We've got interviews coming up, don't forget, at 11:30. I'll be talking to Nikki Brody from the Rhys Daniel Trust, which is a charity based here in Brentwood. And also I'll be chatting to Blue Skull, about time too, I should say, and Amy Britannia about their collaboration on a track called Underwater, and we'll find out a bit more about the guys and girls as well. So there we go. I keep saying girls and guys. I don't know why I'm saying that. Why am I saying that? Just saying, I'll find out more about both of them. There we go, not girls and guys. I keep introducing my videos on TikTok, if you want to follow me there at Michelle Ward Music, with like, hi guys. It's really annoying. Hi guys. Hey guys. How you doing? Hi guys. Not that anyone watches my TikTok. My Instagram, I've got 4.3 million on one of them. Yeah, I have. It was almost like being Instagram famous for a bit. Mirror, mirror on the wall, don't say it, cause I know I'm cute. Ooh, baby. Louis down to my drawers, LV all on my shoes. Ooh, baby. I be dripping so much sauce, gotta be looking like Grey Goose. Ooh, baby. Lit up like a crystal ball, that's cool, baby, so is you. That's how I roll. If I'm shining, everybody wanna shine. Yeah, I was born like this, don't even gotta try. Now you know. I like shouting, nigga, better over time. Now you know. Just say I'm not the baddest trick you lie. It ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on the goose. Gotta blame it on my juice, baby. It ain't my fault that I'm out here making news. I'm the pudding in the proof. Gotta blame it on my juice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Blame it on my juice. Blame it on my juice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Everybody wanna shine. Yeah, I was born like this, don't even gotta try. You know. I like shouting, nigga, better over time. Ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on the goose. Gotta blame it on my juice, baby. Ain't Now, Sylvia has been in contact. Sylvia Kent, who does the book club on Phoenix FM. She loves a journal. And we should cover this subject on the show, on the book club, definitely. My journals, she's got five-year diaries, more than 65 years continuous. Wow, for you to look back on. Wow, that's incredible, Sylvia. You know what we should do every month? You should actually, I should shout out a day and a year and then ask you to read what was on it. That would be, it'd be like, it could be Sylvia's journal. Like, I do a little jingle and I say, I want you to look at March the 8th, 1976. And then you can have a look and read what was in your journal. I'll have to give you a bit of, you know, obviously you've got to find it first, but I can, you know, we could do that. What's in Sylvia's journal? And find out what was going on. Unless it's, you know, mind you, you might have something, you know, got to be careful, haven't you? I look back, I've got a diary I kept when I was 18. It's barely legible because I'm my spelling is awful. And then I read it and it makes me just feel really cringy. It's Harry Styles, Sign of the Times.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. Hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. Running from the bullet, the bullet.
Elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, I can't tell you what we were talking about off air because my guest is in the studio and we will be talking in the next 10 minutes. Just rub my hands together. I have made you a coffee though.
Have,
that's it. I always make my guests a coffee. I can't. It's so cold. It's a little bit warmer in the studio. But as I said earlier, we've got three guests coming up on the show today. So I'll be talking to Nikki in a while from the Rhys Daniels Trust. And then we've got Blue Scar and Amy Britannia coming up at about 12:15 as well. Before that, let's go back in time a bit. I don't know what he's up to now, but I quite like Justin Timberlake. Here he is with Rock Your Body. He's probably being a millionaire is what he's doing.
my time, but I don't mind. Just wanna rock you, girl. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, let's give it a whirl. So I've been watching you. I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do that ass shaking thing you do.
So you grab the girls and you grab a couple more, and you all can meet me in the middle of a floor. So the air is thick, it's smelling right. So you pass to the left and you sail to the right. Go please, don't quick to walk away. Dance me, I wanna rock your body. Please stay, dance me. You don't have to ditch ya.
Now, we can't even say what we were just talking about off air, but we're both from Essex, which is fantastic, Essex girls. So I'm joined in the studio by Nikki Brodie of the Rhys Daniels Trust, which is a charity based here in Essex. So very good morning.
Good morning to you.
Nice and warm now you're in the studio.
Very warm, thank you.
You got your coffee, and relaxed.
All good to go.
Now we're going to talk about the Rhys Daniels Trust. So first off, tell us about the trust. It is an Essex-based charity, but you deal all over the country.
Absolutely, we're Essex-based, and we cover the whole of the UK. We've got different. We've got properties around specialist children's hospitals, and families stay with us completely free of charge, whilst the child is having life-saving treatment at the specialist hospitals. The homes are completely maintained by ourselves, all the utilities, all the expenses, and it's just a way of us, a way of families keeping near their children to aid recovery. It's a proven fact that if families are near their child and not having to travel and not be around their child, it does slow down the for them to get better.
Yeah, it is a fantastic idea, because obviously there's different hospitals in the UK that deal with different diseases, or it might be cancer, or different specialists. And if you've got children, and you might have a couple of children, not just the one child that's not very well, there might be a few of you, and rather than going up on the train with one parent, you can actually stay somewhere and then go to the hospital, and you're literally within a few minutes of the hospital. And you know what it's like yourself when you're an adult going into hospital to have any treatment. So for children, it's a must to be able to have their families near. And as you said, it's been proven to aid the recovery. Just about the Rhys Daniels Trust, when was it actually set up? And tell us about the family that set it up.
It was set up in 1994 by Barry and Carmen Daniels, when their child, Rhys, the two children actually were suffering with Batten's disease, and Rhys had his treatment at the in Bristol. He had bone marrow transplant in Bristol, and that's where the first home was set up, because Barry and Carmen found, you know, it was difficult to find themselves somewhere to stay, and well wishers sent them money, and they did the most fantastic thing with it and put it to good use and bought the first home in Bristol. So Bristol is our flagship home.
You've been involved for 8 years.
No, I've been involved for 16 years.
16 years? Yeah. Where did I get the 8 years from?
I took over the charity 8 years ago.
Right,
I managed it 8 years ago, but I've been involved 16 years.
And what does it give to you, and what do you enjoy about the job that you do?
It's not a job, Michelle, it's not a job. It's absolutely a passion of mine. Anybody that knows me, and lots of people do because I've got quite a big mouth, they all know that all I've rant on about a lot of the time is the Rhys Daniels Trust, the Rhys Daniels Trust. I've got a fantastic family support and fantastic friend support, and lots of people locally that support us. And we're just like one big family. It's fantastic. And we are, do you know what? We are such a tiny, tiny charity in the scheme of things, with all the big charities that are all worthwhile charities. We're so, so tiny, but we are so worthwhile. It's an absolute passion. If I can take the pressure off of one family whilst their child is undergoing, you know, life-saving treatment, just take the pressure off them, just have to them somewhere they can go and shut a door and just be themselves, home from home, for a couple of hours, then my job is done that day, or my job is done, you know, to just be able to help people, to give back. I just love it. I love the whole thing about it. I love the whole ethos of the charity. And, yeah, we're 30 years this year, and hopefully there'll be at least another 30 years, let's say more.
Yeah. How does it work? If there's a company out there, or maybe a small business that'd like to get involved and maybe sponsor, as you said, sponsorship, how does that work with regard to a property?
For example, one of our properties, to maintain that property, to run it, to do maintenance work, to pay all the utilities, works out, it depends on the area, but let's say between £10,000 and £12,000 a year. If there's a company out there that could help us towards that, for example, to sponsor one of those homes, we would obviously have your names put up there. You would be on our website as a sponsor for us. But you know what? If there's a company out there that can just do a small event and it's £200, it's £100, it's whatever. Please, please get in touch with me, because anything helps our tiny charity. We are completely self-contained. We rely on our fundraising. We are not government granted at all. So anything you can do to help us, to promote us, to publicise us. You know, we've kicked off this year. We've got a fantastic event on the 9th of February at the Chigwell Metropolitan Police Club. It's an evening of mediumship with the famous TJ Higgs, who has actually been on telly, been in theatre. She has given up her evening to come and do an event for us, completely free of charge. She's the most wonderful lady, and the Metropolitan Police Club in Chigwell have given up their banqueting suite for us so that we can raise much needed funds for the charity. We've had a website built by a company called Enthuse this year to celebrate our 30th anniversary. He has donated his time and built my website completely free of charge. That's probably worth £3,000. And that poor man gets calls from me all the time because I'm not very computer savvy. There's a BVP insurer that housed us for 10 years nearly. And unfortunately, we've just had to rent an office as well because we needed to find somewhere else to work from. So if anybody would like to sponsor my office, that's £5,000 a year. If somebody would like to sponsor that, please get in touch with me at the Rhys Daniels Trust. You'll find my new website, or you can email me Nikki, Nicky, at rhysdanielstrust.org. I'd love to speak to you.
And the website is lovely because I had a look this morning. Very plush.
Thank you.
And what's the company name who did it again?
It's a guy called Ed from Enthuse.
Ed, if you're listening out there, we love you for doing the website for free and taking all of Nikki's subsequent phone calls as well. So if you want to get involved with the Rhys Daniels charity, you can do Rhys Daniels Trust Charity. And if you want to be a sponsor for that charity, maybe, or you want to organise a coffee morning, you can get in contact with Nikki. And as she said, it's the 30th anniversary, and you've got loads of events coming up this year, and the first of which is going to be the evening with the medium on, was it February the 9th, and that's at the
Chigwell Metropolitan Police Club.
Lovely. You're holding it up. I'm sorry, I've got such bad eyesight. I know that you're holding up paper, Nicky. My eyesight, I can't see. I'd like to say that I could, but my eyesight's not very good. So what other events do you think you've got coming up this year? Are you starting something planning?
Yes, we have. We've got an event in June. It's two ladies that got together, and they are mad on George Michael, as lots of us were. And they're doing last year they did a GM60, which was a George Michael 60th birthday, for another charity,
yeah,
and raised about £4,000. And out of the blue, they've phoned me and they said that they'd like to do it for us. And they've invited me along to Farnham. So I do like to attend the events as well where possible. Mm. I'm going down to Farnham in June, and they're flying somebody over from Tenerife, a gentleman who's George Michael. He's supposed to be fantastic. And it's been a complete sellout.
Yeah.
So we've got that. There's quite a few bits and pieces in the pipeline. And as I said, if anybody would like to do us an event, a golf day maybe, I'd love to do a golf day actually. If there's any golf clubs out there that would be interested in housing the charity and working with me, because to arrange a golf day, an event, I'd love to do it. I could arrange the evening bit for you, but the golf bit themselves, I would need lots of help, but I'm willing to help to be sort of guided. So if there's anybody out there that can help us, it's just me here, you see, so I would really love the help, please.
And also, if you go onto the website, you can see some of the... You can read about the Rhys Daniels family, and then you can also see some really wonderful stories of families and children that have been helped by the charity as well. So there's lots of stories explaining how important it is with, children being in hospital and having treatment, that their families are near to them. And you don't really think about this yourself, do you? When you go to hospital, if you've got an appointment, maybe you've got to go and see a specialist up in Liverpool. And as an adult, you probably get on the train, maybe go up there with somebody. And if you're in hospital, then maybe the person that you live with will visit you once or twice. But when it's a child, obviously, if you can be round the corner in a house with your other children as well, it makes a huge amount of difference. And you can read some amazing, really uplifting stories for children that it has helped on the website as well. So thank you for coming in today. You'll be back again, will you?
I will do. If you'll have me, Michelle, I'd love to.
See, I told you it won't be that bad. We don't go mad in the studio. You've got a nice cup of coffee, nice and relaxed. We can do our photo shoot now. Better make myself look good. I always take a picture, I hold my camera as far above my head as possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Just as long as we're on the same page before we start doing the pictures. Thank you very much to Nikki, and all the details for that charity, the Rhys Daniels Trust, will be up online, and you'll be able to listen to the interview again, and all the telephone numbers, email, etc. will be there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right, just coming up to 11:40. Here's the Communards, You Are My World.
Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I am looking for someone to improve me or pull me apart.
keep coming, and there go skies, and I'll try to fight back time.
Thanks very much to Nikki from the Rhys Daniel Trust. Great to chat to her. She's an absolutely fantastic lady, really enthusiastic about that charity. And if you want to get involved, just look for the Rhys Daniels Trust, and it's Rhys, R-H-Y-S, and you can find out more about the work they do supporting families and young children when they are in hospital, which is a fantastic, it's just something you don't think about, is it, when you go to see a specialist all over the country if you're having treatment, and then your family can stay near. If you're a child, that's lovely that your mum and dad and your brothers and sisters can be nearby to come in and visit you while you're having treatment. It's a wonderful, wonderful charity. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes or so, I'm going to be speaking to Blue Scar and also Amy Britannia. Going to be chatting about their track Underwater and loads more as well, and we'll be hearing that track and another track from Blue Scar, Rectify, will be playing out before we do the interview. Plus, we've got Jungkook and Usher with my favourite song of the moment as well. That's all coming up after 12 o'clock. Eat My Brunch with me, Michelle Ward.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.